Our good friend from the Darren Weir stable, Jared McLean's on line. Morning to you, Jared.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. I mentioned earlier, Real Love's come out. Is she down with you?
Yes, yeah, she is. Just got a slight foot issue, but nothing too serious. Things aren't 100%, but she'll be right and she'll possibly run in the end, but next Sunday.
Okay, we'll monitor that next week. I spoke to you earlier in the week, and I know Darren was there on Tuesday morning. You galloped a few of these. He must cover some ground, Weary, just to get around and watch all these horses.
Yeah, he's really good that way. Gives us plenty of support, and certainly better when he's down here with his direction rather than being on the phone. So, always much appreciated when his presence is around.
How do you see this with Voodoo Lad? What sort of a preparation has he had going into the Newmarket tomorrow?
He's had a really good prep. He's been in work quite a long time, so he's certainly fit enough. But whether he's quite up to that class, I guess that remains to be seen. He's got a really good overall record, good first-up record. I guess one of the negatives is he hasn't won at the straight. He's been placed on two occasions, and you could probably make excuses both time, but I guess we'll find out tomorrow whether he's up to that, you know, the Group 1 Grand Slam, which the race looks to be. Like, it's a really hot race, and he might fall a little bit short, but he's sure to acquit himself well.
I guess, has Darren sort of aimed towards this race with him all the way?
Yeah, it's always been on the agenda to run first up, and then going forward, it will give him the chance to let us know whether he is up to the top liners or not. But I know sort of later on they're possibly looking at the Goodwood or even the Stradbroke with him. So it's a good starting point for him, and we'll see where he's at.
Okay, well, that's Voodoo Lad tomorrow. Humidor made the TAB Australian Cup. He's there off three real good runs. Interesting, we had Bossy on, Glenn Boss, this time yesterday, Jared, about Tom Melbourne, and I just took it that the feel was that Tom Melbourne's going to be allowed to run along tomorrow. Humidor won't find himself out in front. Would that suit him?
I think his style, since Weary's had him, he's just coming out and lobbing on a nice rain and obviously finishing off strong. So, if it's a genuine run race, it'd be good. He could slot in fifth or sixth with Damien Lane. And if he goes straight, he's going to be in the race for a long way. But his work was really good Tuesday morning. Damien was happy with him. He went straight. I think Flemington will really suit him. And I hope it's Stratum Star out in front, the one he's trying to run down late.
Well, I was just going to bring in Stratum Star. He's just in red-hot form at the moment, isn't he?
He looks absolutely fantastic. Since he went to Perth, I don't know what it was, but it's just really brought him on. He proved that when he went to the Gold Coast and won, and then he came back and he won the traditional lead-up to the Australian Cup fair and square. I think for the each-way punter, he's a safe bet. I just can't see him missing a place tomorrow. He's just in great form. He's going to make his own luck, and he'll be in the race for a long, long way.
That's the thing with him, that he just puts himself up there, doesn't he? And he just keeps finding.
Yeah, he's been... you've got to have that little bit of luck, and obviously his last three or four runs now, he's doing 1-1, 2-2. So it makes a big difference when you draw a barrier in these races. But to his credit, he can use that barrier. He'll put himself in the race, and, you know, at some stage in the race, in the straight, he's going to look the winner. And as I say, if Humidor's going to run anyone down, I hope it's him late.
Yeah, exactly. You got two live chances there. Real Love coming out, saved maybe for next week, but they're both sound very healthy to you. Anything else from the Flemington, from the Flemington meeting from the Warrnambool stable that our listeners should be following tomorrow?
The mare. I actually can't pronounce the name. Zarka Oscar.
What race is it?
The mare's race over a mile.
Okay.
Lane, gate 11.
Righto.
Zatareska.
Zatareska. Okay. Is it a new horse? Oh, yes, I know the horse. Race
she
six.
Won at Moonee Valley 3 starts back.
Yeah, race 6, number 12.
That's her. Good luck pronounce it. But she gets the blinkers first time, and her work was really good Tuesday morning. So she'll acquit herself well if she can have a little bit of luck from the draw. And then, obviously we head to Adelaide Monday, and we're well represented there with Master of Arts in the Adelaide Cup.
Yeah, on Monday. How did he come through last Saturday?
Really good. He's actually going to have a hurdle trial here at Warrnambool at 11:30 this morning, which, another together and see where his cap, I guess. Not many horses would have a hurdle trial 3 days before an Adelaide Cup. So it should really bring him on and have him spot on for Monday.
Mate, good luck with it. We'll jot it down. We won't even try, but you've given us a good enough push. Race 6, number 12 tomorrow for Flemington. Let's hope it runs well with the blinkers on. Good luck with all your runners, Jared. We always thank you for your time.
No worries at all. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Jared. Jared McLean joining us.